So there were no science teachers or math teachers that had any influence on you?
No.
Positive or negative?
No, not in particular. Uh-huh. I wasn't ever good at math. I was always promised no math. There will be no math on this show.
So maybe by the end you'll be good at it.
I know. And then, is math related to science?
Math is the language of the universe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians defend music they like that other people make fun of them for liking. What's that all about? I am Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street. I am joined by the Prince of Snarkness, as always, Tommy McNamara. How you doing, pal?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you for including Neil deGrasse Tyson in the clip. Literally, look, the day after this the news
week,
came out.
I thought it was important. I felt like he needed a voice, his voice shared today. And speaking of voices that need to be shared, our guest is the hilarious Kenese Mobley.
Hello! Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for coming on. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's your day going?
It's been a long day.
Long day?
Long day.
Well, that doesn't... You don't usually say that about good days.
What if it was just like all good things happening?
Yeah, it was a long day. I hit the lottery and I found new love and long day.
How are you guys doing?
Short day.
Doing well. Big day for Tom. Tom had a big announcement
big
today.
They announced my Comedy Central half hour will be taping January 31st to February 2nd. It's a long taping.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nonstop throughout
the time.
They
set up tents.
Yeah. I'm going to be taping for 72 hours straight. They're going to mine 22 minutes out of it. And hopefully I say something funny within that time.
You should take out that pro Neil deGrasse Tyson bit you've been doing.
Well, you know, I just think that every voice deserves to be heard.
Why is this our new thing?
I don't know. I don't like it. But, yeah, a lot of hot takes are going to be coming about Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'm sure, but not here, not today, not now. We're here to talk about, how Tommy's doing. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well.
Good. All right. Well, that covers that.
I went to the Bears-Giants game yesterday. It was a bummer of a game. But there was one thing that was very funny, I thought, where in the tailgate for the game, there was a group of kind of dumbass Giants fans who, right before they went into the stadium, all kneeled down in a circle and played Al Pacino's speech from Any Given Sunday. And they all kneeled and like put their hands up to listen to it. And it was just like, oh my God, I hate these guys more than anything in the world.
Yeah, that sucks.
And you know those are the same guys who are like, how the fuck could anyone kneel during the anthem? We kneel for the anthem and for Pacino.
Yeah, that's not good. And speaking of Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's got another half hour.
We are here to talk about the many works of Katy Perry.
Yes.
That is who you chose to defend.
Yes.
Are you excited about this defense?
I think so. When you first asked me for artists that people don't like, Katy Perry didn't even come to mind because I was like, wait,
which is shocking.
People don't like her? What?
Katy Perry, I think, is like one of the most hated, as far as like super popular singers right now. I think people, like, there's a lot of hate for her, and there has been for a while. People think she's dumb. I mean, Tommy is a Swift fan.
I'm Team Tay.
So.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I don't trust her.
Yeah,
I don't
feel
trust
like a
her.
Lot of people say that. Tommy, do you trust her?
With my heart, yes.
What?
No,
she's
I don't know.
Like trying on different identities in this way that just feels very false.
But so
like,
is Katy Perry.
Well, yes, but Katy Perry's like her whole thing is this is an artifice. Whereas Taylor Swift started off with like, no, this is me and it's genuine. I'm the creative force behind it. Whereas Katy Perry's always just been like, yep, other people write my songs and I get up there and I look great and I sing them and sometimes I wear silly outfits. You know, it's great.
Yeah,
then why doesn't she go by her real name?
Yes.
Katie Hudson.
Yes.
Because of Kate Hudson, who sucks.
No,
I don't
believe
like
me.
Wait, you
Tommy's
Kate
been
Hudson?
Doing this to me
I
for
do
years.
Kate
Tommy's been doing this to me ever since I changed my name.
Oh,
any
he writes
name
it on all my YouTube videos. He writes, what's your real name?
Did Do you really do that?
Well, his real name is Tom Hussein Takkar. I hope you do that.
Yeah, that's if you Google hate for Katy Perry, you'll find quite a lot.
Jeez.
One thing I was very surprised to find, one of the main things that comes up is the feud with Taylor Swift, of course. Which, did you guys know how that started?
Like, she stole a backup dancer?
Yeah, there's three backup dancers.
But yes. She stole three backup dancers? Oh, I changed my mind.
I didn't realize had worked with her first.
Would work with Taylor first or
they
Katy
had worked
first?
With Katy Perry first.
Right.
And then she started a new tour and reached out, I guess, and they were in the middle of an arena tour with old Tay Tay.
The Red Tour, her weakest album.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Red's the weakest?
In my opinion, but...
Doesn't that have Trouble on it?
Yeah.
Trouble's great. I don't even like Taylor Swift, but I like Trouble.
Do you think that Swish Swish is better than anything Taylor's ever put out?
Wow.
Let's play Swish Swish now. I want to talk. I hate Swish Swish so much.
In Kinesa's defense, this song is not on her playlist, although she did give it an honorable
mention. It's just something
mention.
To talk about. Yeah,
yeah, I was like, this is a decidedly interesting song. I think it's doing something.
This
yeah.
podcast is all about honor, so let's play Swish Swish.
But they don't know what is what, they just strut.
Oh,
what the fuck?
A tiger, don't lose no sleep. Don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me, no, not today. You calculated, I got your number. Cause you're a joker.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I like that song.
Come on,
come on. That, like,
hey, you're swish, a snake. Swish, bish.
Like
I like that she says bish.
It sounds like you were never like a teenage girl in an express.
I was never
yeah, Tommy.
Like the store express and like all of the songs they played in like the late '90s, early 2000s had that like that. The beat.
I like that.
I love it.
It reminds me a little bit of what's the song on Kanye's album, not the most recent one but the one before. Shit, it's the one that it might close out the album. It's the one with the crazy video with
from Life
like
of Pablo
idiot. Yeah, from Life of Pablo. It's towards the end. I gotta find it real fast because it's gonna drive me crazy. Just that
Yeah,
so this song is about Taylor, at least that's what everyone says.
Oh.
I don't think it's official. She never said it officially, but
well, I mean, okay, if we're comparing the songs that they made about each other, I will say Taylor's is better than this.
Yeah. I mean, Bad Blood is much
a great
better
song.
Than this.
Oh, Anthony Rizzo's Walk Up.
That's part of what I love about it. This is what I was talking about.
I feel his faith. Whoa.
Yes.
When no one ain't around.
Yeah. It reminds me of that, which makes me like it. Really, I just like this song.
I don't think we should give that to Katy, though.
I'm going to give it to her.
I will say, as far as diss lyrics go, this is from Swish Swish, and it's so bad. She says, your game is tired. You should retire. You're about as cute as an old coupon expired.
Yes.
Parentheses, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Okay, never mind. I hate that song.
Okay, I would like to explain just like a small thing. A lot of Katy Perry's music is produced by a guy whose first language is not English. So I do
Is that
think,
true?
Yes.
Wow.
So he also produced like a lot of things for Ace of Base and then... Britney Spears, like I think it's Max Martin.
Max Martin, okay,
yeah.
He wrote a lot of Taylor songs.
Yeah,
too. Yeah, yeah. Continues to.
And so a lot of, especially with Katy Perry, sometimes you listen and you're like, that doesn't, like, I know what
coupon
you're trying to say.
Expired is bad.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
funny to think that he was one of the backup dancers too, just like an old Swedish guy. Like,
damn. Oh, man. Keep calm, honey. I'm gonna stick around for more than a minute. Get used to it. Funny, my name keeps coming out your mouth. because I stay winning. That doesn't work at all for me. Damn, you're right. I don't like it.
Oh, we should note one of the people you pitched was Kesha.
Yes. So let's play the song first that relates to this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's I Kissed a Girl. This is Katy Perry's first major hit.
Yes.
This was never the way I planned. Not my intention. I got so brave. Drink in hand. Lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you. Caught my attention. I kissed a girl. I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
What do you think, Tommy? Would you mind that?
As her boyfriend, yeah, yeah.
So the reason that song relates to Kesha is so we all know, maybe we don't know, that that Katy Perry first had a career as a failed Christian musician.
Yes.
That was Kate Hudson.
Right.
That was when she still went with her old name. But
are you saying Kate Hudson was almost famous? Pretty good. Pretty
That's
good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Neil deGrasse
Tyson. I like the
Tyson.
Smile that you're giving yourself. I really do. It's nice.
So yeah, she graduated. She got she got her GED when she was 15.
Yeah.
And then pursued a career in Christian music. She wasn't she was critically successful, but only sold 200 albums.
That's
Wow.
I don't know how that's possible.
Than that. I don't
yeah. yeah, Katy Hudson is what she went by.
Ah.
And then that was a fail. She was part of a group
was an
for a minute.
Epic fail.
She got canceled. She goes on to be in the music video that Gym Class Heroes music video
because
she was dating Travie McCoy, which by the way, I dated a girl who showed me that music video, and she was like, I feel so bad for Travie, and then she hated Katy Perry because of it.
What?
And then that made me hate she was like, he's so cute, and then I hated Travie McCoy after that.
I had a Gym Class phase. Did you have a Gym Class phase?
I listened to them in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the one song a lot. I don't know. Cupid's Chokehold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sampling.
Which Super relates trend. To what we're about to talk about.
Oh, no.
It's not good. So she... Columbia drops her. She gets a publicity executive at the label brought Perry's demos to Virgin Records. He was convinced that she could be a breakthrough star, and she was signed to Capitol Records in April 2007. The label arranged for her to work with none other than Dr. Luke in order to add an undeniable smash, and that smash was I Kissed a Girl. Because he co-wrote it, and Hot and Cold, for her second album, One of the Boys. I Kissed a Girl, of course, would rise her to stardom.
Yes.
It seems that you just love Dr. Luke's work.
No! am I going to have to stop listening to everything he ever touched now? Everything he played a hand?
Yeah. Oh, my
Everywhere.
God.
Shit. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
We just
well, this
funny.
Is a gotcha podcast, and we got
it's
you.
It's not a gotcha
so.
Podcast.
Thanks for coming on.
Damn it. Katie's noted apologist. I'm not. I didn't. It's just really danceable. I don't even love the weird, hey, it's bisexuality, but just, kind of trying to be cute.
This is how this is explained on Song Facts. In this song, Perry dips her toes into the experimental sea.
Oh, my God. Who wrote girl. That?
This song drew criticism from some quarters for targeting a young audience with a song about bisexual experimentation. It also got criticism from the religious right for having homosexual themes in it. It was Perry's first single, but she had to convince her record company to release it as they didn't even want it on the album at first.
Oh.
I was really excited to put that out because it was such a fun song that could be both silly and mean something to someone.
What?
Did she really think someone was just like listening to that sobbing?
Finally, I can do what I wanted to do this whole time. Like, no, that song isn't the thing that's going to let you do that.
She says that it was like this song was like a snapshot of things that were happening in 2008.
Oh, wow.
She thinks she captured 2008 with that song. Let's see here.
Me graduating high school. All the things that happened in 2008.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, I think that covers it. With
I think on that album was also "You're So Gay," which
yes,
like, we don't really
wait.
Need
what
you don't you remember that song?
Can we play it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She has a song called "You're So
You're
Gay."
So gay.
You're so gay, and you don't even like men, or you don't even like, and you don't even like, and you don't even like boys.
What?
Yeah.
It's, that's crazy.
Oh, it might. Is it not?
Well, that is
Spotify?
Ironic since she feuds with Taylor, and Taylor famously said the "That's fine, I'll tell mine you're gay" in "Picture to Burn." Do you know that story?
No.
That was "Go ahead and tell your friends I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine, I'll tell mine you're gay." Was the original radio version of that song, and then they destroyed all evidence of it.
Wow.
And now it says, "That's fine, don't mind if I say."
"You're So Gay" is not on Spotify.
Wow. She got it scrubbed.
She must have gotten it scrubbed.
Damn.
She like TLC.
Did you search YouTube?
No, I did not search YouTube. I searched Spotify. let's see here. This became the first thing.
It is on YouTube.
Oh, it is? Do you want to play
it? I kind of think we need to play it.
Oh, all right.
Just because I've never
so
heard
this
it.
This is like a
like
okay.
Shocked.
This isn't a gotcha podcast, but I do feel like this is not acceptable, and now I feel bad for defending her a little bit.
We like our
when we get to her
bad.
Later albums, I feel a little bit better. But yeah, this one also has, in addition to "You're So Gay," it also has a track, I think, about like how you got to pay for meals for me. Like, what are you talking about?
What do you think about that? We talk about that a lot on the radio show that I co-host with Nikki Glaser.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I think on a first date, especially if you as the guy asked for the date,
yes,
that you should pay. And it's not even like a you have to pay all the time,
right?
Or I'm going to do the pretend reach, but you got to say, no, I got this, because it communicates like, hey, I'm trying to spend time with you. We're not
sure.
Friends just hanging out. I am looking for something.
Yeah.
Even
Tommy,
if it's sex. But
Tommy always pays no
forever?
Matter what the date is, because his date gets the children's discount.
God.
So
damn.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. This is an interesting development. You know what? With you next to me, I feel way less bad about...
I'm not actually a pedophile.
That's the deepest anybody's gone with an accusation against Tommy.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's that one.
I hope you hang yourself with your H&M scarf while jacking off listening to Mozart. You're bitching moon about LA, wishing you were in the rain, reading Hemingway. You don't eat meat. So into you rock, it's almost an art. You need SPF 45 just to stay alive. You're so gay and you don't even like boys. No, you don't even like, no, you don't even like, no, you don't even like boys. You're so gay and you don't even like boys. No, you don't even like.
You're so like a person.
Yeah.
She spelled it you are.
Meal, you're so skinny, you should really supersize the deal. Secretly
I remember this song now.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard this.
Understands you. I'm so mean because I cannot get you out of your head. I'm so angry because you robbed my space instead. I can't believe I fell in love with someone who wears more makeup. And you're so gay and you don't even like
me. All right, we got that.
Yeah.
We got
we
the gist.
It.
The best comment I've seen is, I sent this to all the freshmen at my school.
That's how I knew the song. let's see. Jessica from Tulsa. the song, because the song is called You're So Gay, the lyrics even claim, and you don't even like boys. On the radio interview with Howard Stern, she said he was a little too metrosexual, but more than likely her ex was full of himself. So it's about metrosexuality, yes. Really, which is
it's a good thing for
when
her
you
to
have
take
sex with
a
Metro card. Yep. Yeah, that's, yeah, this is very 2008.
Yes.
She did nail 2008 with this. Mm. Yeah, I definitely. Years after releasing this song, Perry became an activist for LGBTQ rights. And in 2017, she was given the National Equality Award from the Human Rights Campaign. Damn. There's no other community that has done more to shape who I am today, and there's no other community that I believe in more than you. Damn.
What does that mean?
But she doesn't ever, like, apologize. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Mm. I mean, the thing is, like, if she didn't put that "You're So Gay" part, I like that song.
Yeah, it's the whistling. It's nice.
You like the part where she encourages a guy to kill himself? You're into
that part's good. With an H&M scarf,
yes,
that wouldn't even work.
It would fall.
It would
apart.
Break.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't kill yourself with anything from H&M.
Wait, because of this song, my sister's first word was gay. All right, I'll stop looking at these.
Oh, man. Let's listen to Jared's voicemail before we get too far in here. Can you hand me that little cord back, baby? Yeah, so far, things aren't looking good for old
okay.
K-Bear.
Right? But let's get to Teenage Dream. Let's get to that album.
All right, well, let's hear Jared Thompson first.
Speaking of Teenage Dream.
Oh, man, I love when he hugs me in his skin-tight jeans.
Oh, man.
All right, here is Jared.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Katy Perry. This is tough because, you know, I don't necessarily think that Katy Perry's bad per se. I mean, I think that it's kind of, you know, it's for kids. And I know I say that a lot, but I think that this one specifically is very much for kids. Like, for instance, hey, Max, who is Margaret's favorite singer?
Katy Perry!
That's Max, my son, who sang Katy Perry. Margaret is 4, and that's her favorite singer, so... Can a 4-year-old have the same favorite artist as someone who likes good music? I suppose it's possible, but it's highly unlikely, and I think that's my point, is that it's, I mean, it does seem like that she, maybe I'm wrong, but I think she has like a positive message, you know, like empowering women, which is obviously a great thing. I don't really know if she like lives it off stage. I mean, I don't really know that much about her. I mean, I know that she's like very famous. But yeah, I mean, it's exactly, I remember Patton Oswalt had a tweet one time about how he didn't mind listening to like the Doc McStuffins soundtrack in his car with his daughter, or like Sophia the First, because it's like catchy. And it's, you know, certainly better than a lot of other kids' music. And I feel like this kind of fits in that same category where it's like, if you're stuck in your car with your toddler daughter or son, you know, just toddler child, then this is for you. All right.
An abrupt ending. A Sopranos scary. Ending.
I hope nothing happened. It's interesting that that Jared said that Katy Perry's good for women. A quote I found from Katy Perry, I am not a feminist.
Oh, wait, when did she say that?
That is not important.
I was like, I feel like she said that in 2008 when she did the You're So Gay song.
I think it was 2012.
That's the famous Nixon quote, too.
Enough with the feminist police by Amanda Hess. Holy shit.
What?
Let's see. Last week, Katy Perry joined Melissa Leo, Carla Bruni, Sarkozy, and Marissa Mayer and Taylor Swift to become the latest powerful woman. Wait, yeah, to denounce the feminist movement. I am not
even
a feminist.
Taylor said that, so.
But I do believe in the strength of women. She said while accepting Billboard's Woman of the Year award.
Wow,
what?
This is so weird.
Okay, that's a bit weird.
You gotta read the room.
Just, yeah.
People were big mad. Let's see. Let's see. Whenever, let's see. Here's one. This is just speculation. I want to know. I can't find anywhere where someone is saying, like, where it's she says why she's not a feminist.
Right.
Huh. Well, there you go.
All right. I hope in the last 6 years. She's
I think
that
there was
around.
A in her defense. There is an article from Time.com that says Katy Perry, maybe I am a feminist after all. So okay. She may have switched it around.
Good.
She's dipping into that experimental sea as well.
Of feminism.
Feminism, yeah.
Oh, man. That was Jared's voicemail. What are your thoughts?
I agree. So I think one of the reasons why people hate her is because she makes music for teenage girls. And so, like, even when you listen to some of her lyrics, in addition to, like, not making sense in certainly on the first album, being very questionable as far as, like, the idea she's trying to present, it is, like, a very teenage idea of what, like, romance and even sexuality is. It's just, like, fireworks and emotion. It's like it's the music that they play at the beginning of a rom-com when the chick wakes up and she's late and she's running around. That's what Katy Perry makes. And that's like you don't need that every day, but you need that some days. Like if you're crying over a boy and it wasn't like a like you didn't love him deeply but you liked him a lot, this is what you can listen to. Yeah,
we should talk about so we're talking about budding romances, we should talk about the American Idol thing.
Yes. Okay. So, not only is Katy Perry not a feminist, she also
is a chomo.
Maybe took a little note from Dr. Luke himself when appearing. I don't know.
No, it is not a comparison.
No, what? That's what Tommy wants me to say right now, and that's what he prodded me to say just now.
I've never prodded.
Please provide context.
Okay, so as we all know, Katy Perry was one of the. Judges for American Idol, and she made a little move that caused some waves when a guy came on the show, said he had never been kissed, because he's...
Do you know how old he was?
He was 19.
So legal.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, he was technically barely legal. He fell into that category. Well, you know when you have to get your barely legal license. he was barely legal, and he came on the show, and he said, because she has the song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It, he says, I've actually never kissed anybody, and she goes, well, would you kiss me? And he was like, no, this is what if I... She goes, you've never been kissed. And he goes, well, I've never been in a relationship, so I'm not going to kiss anybody I'm not in a relationship with.
What?
He's like super conservative family, okay. All that stuff. So then she goes, come over here. Get over here. And he goes, what? And she's like, I'm going to kiss you. And he goes, or kiss me or whatever. And he goes, oh, like on the cheek. And she's like, yeah. And so he's like goes to like kind of peck her on the cheek. And then she twists her face and kisses him on the mouth. And he falls down. He falls down backwards. He's like so shocked.
You have to see the he literally falls.
My God,
you should watch
terrible.
This clip. He looks he's kind of like Kenneth in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Like he looks that innocent, and then he falls backwards, and he released like a statement like I didn't want that to happen. Like I was trying to save myself for a relationship or whatever.
God.
Yeah, which look, I relate to him in this. I got my first kiss when I was 19. And, you know, if I was on American Idol and this broad tried to kiss me, I'd be like, I'm saving myself.
Oh, my God.
But,
That's so embarrassing for both of them. Just
and
so
Tom.
yeah, that's, yeah. What say you about this? What?
This is a gotcha episode. We don't usually do this.
Yeah, this is not
like,
usually
I didn't know
what we do.
This about her. Jesus Christ.
What say you?
That's not cool. Don't force kisses on people, especially people who have stated explicitly that they're saving their lip action for a relationship. I don't know any of those people, but you've got to listen to what people are saying, respect their wishes.
Well, so far Katie's 0-3. all right, let's hear another song before we go to Facebook. This next song, what would you like to hear next? Teenage Dream, maybe?
Either Teenage
or
Dream.
California Girls. We had that next in order.
Okay.
All right, let's hear some of Teenage Dream.
You think
That's a
perfect pop song.
That is so good.
I agree. Yeah.
Thank you. So, and it is. It's hyper juvenile. Like I don't.
It's
I
supposed
said,
to be.
Let's go all the way. Since I was a teenager, yeah, that's not a thing that adults say to one another.
Tommy or, has to say that to the girls.
Damn it.
yeah, so she says this exudes this euphoric feeling because everybody remembers what their teenage dreams were, all the girls that were on your poster walls. That's what it makes me think of. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, this makes me feel like a kid where I'm like, I mean, she was, you know, she's an attractive lady or whatever. And so I remember being like, holy shit, this like takes me back. Like, what did she say? The I'll let you put your hands on me in my skin tight jeans.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that really reminds me of being like a teenager and thinking like that. It's pretty crazy. Tommy, what are your thoughts?
I was just thinking, it's very funny that we said that feminism thing, and she, one of her albums is literally called One of the Boys.
Yeah.
And I just saw that on the but THM, yeah, it's a perfect pop song. It's Can't so argue good. With it. It's one of the catchiest songs I've ever heard.
So this album, Teenage Dream, I think it came out in 2010, and it also has California Girls on it, and I moved to LA after grad school, and yeah, so like the entire ride to LA across the country, it was just wall to wall Katy Perry. It burrowed like deep into my brain. I'm a big fan of
interesting
so many songs on that album.
I did that with Miley Cyrus with that New York Party thing. The
Party in the USA.
Party in the USA. Oh, yeah.
New York Party thing.
It's been a long day, Tommy.
Why does everyone keep saying that? Everyone that sees me keeps saying it's a long day.
Yeah, recently it became a long day about 30 minutes ago.
But what about Taylor Swift's Welcome to New York when you moved to New York?
I don't even know that I would be able to recognize that song in a lineup. I don't know her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I don't know her. Damn.
You sound like Mariah Carey right
that's
now.
Exactly
I don't
what
know her.
I don't know her.
Let's see here. Perry reteamed with her I Kissed a Girl co-writers, Dr. Luke and Max Martin, for both this track and their hit California Girls. Dr. Luke said, Katy definitely knows what she wants and doesn't want. She has an amazing voice, great taste, and she makes great videos. It's nice to work with an artist who can deliver your music so well. Let's see. It's pure unabashed pop. I mean, this is it's just a real banger. This was the first song that I had heard I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah.
It didn't really hit me too hard. Mm-hmm. I didn't love it when it first came out. I thought it was all right. But this one I was like, oh shit, I like this sound. Yeah. It's good. And let's hear some of California Girls because that's on the same album.
Greetings, loved ones.
So pleasant.
Let's take a journey.
Joel from Seattle says, awesome song. I dated a California girl when I was in college, and I guess I still have a soft spot for them, even though I'm in a relationship with an East Coast girl. You're
no
busted,
way.
Joel. Damn.
Is that Joel Wachowski?
Yeah, it is.
yeah, it's such a weird thing to comment on a music.
Very strange. Daniel from Winchester says, okay, even though I'm a guy, I still love this song. She's
rude.
A mastermind when it comes to making the hits. Alex from Middletown, New Jersey, and tell me what you think about this. He says, it seems to me that she's saying that Californian girls are whores.
Wait, what? So,
and then Molly from Michigan says, I know, right? And the whipped cream shooting from her boobs doesn't help either. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, wow. That's certainly an opinion to take. When I was on that cross-country road trip, I could tell like how safe I thought an area was, but if they cut out all of Snoop Dogg's part, I was like, I am not safe in this. This is not a city I need to be in. I need to drive faster and get out of here. They clearly
that's
do
so
not
good.
Want like syncopated rhythms or melanin in any way. I gotta go.
Oh my God, there's a guy claiming that he wrote this song in the comments.
Oh shit.
Gino from Houston says, okay, I am the mutt in the lang, the original Desmond Child, wrote Money for Nothing and many other pseudonyms. I co-wrote California Girls. Well, the song used some of my lyrics in my tune. This is one of the songs I sang on a tape a cappella. The other songs I remember recorded on the tape were Soul Survivor, Asia, Photograph, Def Leppard, Stage Fright,
so
Def Leppard, Money for Nothing, Dire Straits, and last but not least, California Girls, or it might have been California Girls, spelled with a K. From the best I remember, Money for Nothing was on the tape. The song goes all the way back to the early 80s. Yes, you are right. The song was to pay homage to the Beach Boys because I do like the Beach Boys. I was going to make an album paying homage to the Beach Boys and name the band something like Beach Back.
What? This is all one comment?
Yes. Back in the 80s, I was treated like a mutt. No, serious. I was treated like part Italian by some.
Wait, what?
Part Indian by some amongst others trying to profile what I was.
Did you add that part?
Part half Indian by the New York comedy scene. Now, what is that? There was still desegregation in the school system. I would always hear about California. The Beach Boys created a good image of California along with many songs such as California Dreamin'. I would dream of where the grass is really greener. Since I knew California was associated with film, I added Daisy Duke into the song. Don't get me wrong, I had good parents, but
what?
I just did not fit in down here at all as a kid. I played high school baseball. With everything that eventually happened at Sears Pack-Up Pickup Lounge catalog back in the 80s,
what?
And from all the songs I pitched at Sears Pack-Up Pickup Lounge, I found that the models, rockers, and corporate personnel found their green. Yeah, the grass is really greener somewhere, and I am not so sure it is California anymore, but somewhere. My grass in the yard has turned to dirt, so this is ironic.
Oh my God.
Sipping gin and juice was part of my lyrics, by the way, because I was merely 18 to 19 years old when I wrote my part of the song. I did not drink all that much, and I did not believe finding greener grass involved any drink stronger than gin and juice. So he's taking credit for also Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, yeah, this is insane. Yeah.
So, hey, Gino, if you're listening, prove it, bitch.
He probably also thinks he invented this podcast.
It's Gino Jared.
I'm going to do a quick dramatic reading of some of Snoop Dogg's lyrics. Homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies. Just a king and a queenie.
Oh, I like that.
Wow. Powerful stuff.
I just realized we are very short on time.
Okay.
I spent 2 hours reading that Gino thing.
Katie,
I
my
apologize.
Lady. And looky here, baby.
So she says that most of this is true, this song.
Why?
Like the things she said she does in it are real. She said, despite drawing from, Perry was inspired to write this track after running naked through the park. She explained, "There's nothing better than an impromptu dance party with my friends." This is a song about debauchery because I had one of those nights in Santa Barbara. We went out to this place called Wildcat and got crazy. We had a couple of beers and danced until we died, then brought the party back to the hotel room. Most of the song is the actual truth apart from the menage a trois, unfortunately. But yes, streaking in the park, that's what we did. So we had to write a song about it the next day. Just had to. Pretty good. Does it make you feel any different knowing that it's real?
I just the way that she said that makes it less interesting to me now. It's like you ruined it. It's still okay. Oh, Alingan Mitra has a really funny, like, 4-minute bit specifically about this song.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, where he's just like making fun of it. It's a great bit. Elingon, I'm sad that it's retired, but I get it because no one else listens to this song still in the levels that I do. But it's great. It's
Let's
great
bring
bit.
It back. Elingon, you listen. Check it out.
Bring I always it back. Compared her to Will Ferrell's character in Old School, and now I have a reason to.
Because you ran naked through the quad.
Yeah.
Let's hear the next song on this very playlist, Birthday.
I heard you're feeling nothing's going right. Why don't you let me stop by? The clock is ticking, running out of time. So we should party all night. So cover your eyes, I have a surprise.
Well, that's not what I thought it was going to be.
Wait, what did you think it was going to be?
I was expecting the classic birthday song.
Just wrote her album.
No, Gino wrote that.
That is my favorite Katy Perry song.
I don't think I'd ever
that
heard it before.
Yeah, that was, I think,
song.
The only that, one I hadn't heard
really?
Before.
Really? There's
yeah.
like a little bit of a breakdown after. It's like, it's very, it's over the top, but I love it so much. Like, I regularly listen to it. I think it's great, like, strut music.
Yeah.
So it's okay dance music.
Oh,
but if you're,
good.
Like, walking down the street.
Are you referring to one of the 5 ways to listen to music? Wait, what did you try to do? I paused it.
Damn it. Trying to turn on the music to shut him up.
That is one of the many ways to listen to music, and a good way. And you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to give it that that way of listening. Today I gave it the old apartment listen, communal listening. That's 1 to 5.
While you're walking through the streets of New York, like, I'm a busy businesswoman about to, like, yeah, it's a whole thing. It's great.
So you'd agree that listening to music while walking through the streets is different than listening to it, like, at the gym or,
yes.
like, or like with friends or in a car.
Yes. Are those the four?
I rest my case.
You win.
I do think that those are all distinct experiences.
Thank you.
And if you're like showcasing something versus enjoying a private moment, if you're focusing on it as you would in an apartment versus having it be the soundtrack to your existence and moving from A to I'm gonna side with Tom on this one.
Hell yeah.
May I quote the legendary Booby Miles from Friday Night Lights? Who paying you?
May I quote the legendary Booby Miles? You said I was gonna play football. And you did say I was going to play football, Tommy. And
that's a catchy song.
And I'll never forget it. Let's hear Dark Horse.
Let's rage.
I knew you were. You were going to come to me. And here you are. But you better choose carefully. Cause I'm capable of anything. Of anything. And everything. Make me a play.
not going back.
That drop wasn't even that satisfying. One of my favorite things to do is to cut it right as the drop is about to happen.
Right.
It really fucks with your head.
You're like, wait, what?
Okay. Let's see here. This is this one. What did it win? It won like best new single. Oh yeah, this one best single at the 2014 AMA American Music Awards. Perry also claimed the gongs for favorite pop rock female solo artist and favorite adult contemporary artist at the same ceremony.
That makes sense.
Adult contemporary. I don't know if she falls into that category.
Yeah, I don't think of this as in that realm.
I did say that in the same cadence, like I had a joke coming.
Yeah. That's never happened before. I felt like we broke you or something. We I accidentally pressed pause on you right before the drop. yeah, that is surprising. I always think of Sheryl Crow or something.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
This didn't. Okay.
This is she's just straight pop. Right. She has no. There's no genre dispute with Katy
right.
Perry.
Yes. That is the playlist. We should go to Facebook before we wrap it up here.
Okay.
But we are on.
I will say, Dark Horse is. If you are drunk and dancing, it's one of the best.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you ever sing Katy Perry at karaoke?
No, I only do Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Not this song, but the birthday song was very Mariah Carey-esque. In fact, she was aiming for that, apparently.
Ooh,
she wanted a song that sounds like it was on Mariah Carey's first record.
That's so nice.
Did you watch what did you think of the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, this is interesting. What's that big thing she's supposed to be on top of? She was like on top of a thing and it was like moving.
I just remember the shark and I loved the shark.
You love Left
Shark?
Left Shark.
I loved it.
Great.
I thought Left Shark was great.
She's
Derek
a showman.
Allerud says Left Shark has been her greatest contribution to date.
Oh, I agree.
Wow, that's rude. That is so rude because Katy Perry, people play her constantly and she has more number one hits than Prince. She has more number one hits than most people. There, I think, are only 11 or maybe 10 artists who have more number one hits than she does. And she, for her to have that and only have 4 albums, it's offensive that people consistently play her like she's trash.
I know. Damn. Well, I'll give you that. I found in the Facebook comments something that I find very interesting. The headline to this article, this is from my buddy Andrew Funkhauser. The headline is, a nun begged Katy Perry not to buy her convent, then collapsed and died.
And that's a Chicago Tribune headline.
Yes.
That's not
legit.
Like a BuzzFeed.
No,
yeah.
No.
Why was Katy Perry buying this convent?
I don't know. I think we'll find out momentarily.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
After 89 years on Earth, Sister Catherine Rose Holzman looked into the camera on Friday and addressed what would turn out to be some of her last words to Katy Perry, the pop star. Katy Perry, please stop, the nun said on Fox 11 in Los Angeles. Please stop trying to buy the Sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary's convent, even though the nuns had gone to court to block the sale. It's not doing anyone any good, she says. And then she walked into a courtroom and died. That's crazy. Why did she want to buy it? I'm not seeing why she wanted to buy it. Claiming that the sisters, not the Vatican, had rights to the Los Feliz convent, Callanan and Hollister signed a contract with someone else. They agreed to sell the property to a restaurateur who promised to keep the convent open to the public and pay $1 million more than the $14.5 million that Perry was offering. It sounds like she just wanted it.
There's one thing later in the article where one of the things she said to the camera before she went in was literally, "We're still alive." And then that she died in the courtroom. It says, "We're still alive," she noted, grinning. That's what it says.
Grinning, and we will be for at least a couple more minutes. Damn.
It's really like something out of...
It does say she noted grinning. They wrote grinning.
Which is kind of shade from the writer.
This stupid woman didn't know. That's fucked up. Man. All right. Well, I'm glad that we read that.
So Katy Perry, in addition to homophobia, weird sexism, abusing a legal, technically 19-year-old, also killed a nun. Okay.
And murder, most foul.
Yeah, all right.
Let's see.
Joe Kilgallen says she's great, nothing but hits and tits.
Okay, I was like, yeah, and then I took it right back.
We went so long without talking about her boobs, but now that we're on them, let's start talking. I'm just kidding.
He noted grinning.
Ashley Hamilton wrote, the most disappointing pop star of our generation.
Damn. What?
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Got anything to say to Ashley?
Ashley, I'm sorry. I like you as a person, but you are wrong about this.
Damn.
Disappointing would indicate that she hasn't been selling harder than most of the people that you like. You have a podcast, I think, about Britney Spears, yes?
Yes.
She has more hits than Britney Spears, so you need to come to terms with that. That is a you problem, not a Katy Perry problem.
Damn.
Wow. Nobody's ever sold harder than Tommy when he sold at the candy store when he worked at the cashier's desk. Mm. Look, it's been a long day.
Diminishing returns.
Let's see. Saw a balloon floating away. I thought, did someone let go or did they lose it? This is an actual Katy Perry lyric. Her sound is that of an Oprah-produced garbage. That's Denise Yagan. We have a lot of comments for the short amount of time I gave. She's a pop culture icon. There's a solid half a decade that was all about her. She's cheeky and entertaining and has a fantastic voice. However, I Kissed a Girl is really lame when you think about how she's just advocating female sexuality for the male gaze and not for actual enjoyment.
That's true. Can't deny that?
And her new stuff is real not good. She could have stopped in 2015 and we all would have been happier. That's Jasmine Ellis.
Okay.
Comedian.
I think I know Jasmine. Out of Texas?
I think that is correct.
Yeah, she's cool. She does makeup fantastically. I think Swish Swish did come out and it
yes,
made everyone
Austin.
Say this album is trash. And I understand that, but if you do listen to a few of the other songs, like Bon Appetit, it's not, there's some redeemable qualities about it. And so please give it a second shot, even though you can message me and tell me that I am trash and that it is trash. That's fine.
All please right. don't message Kaniz from this podcast and say that she is trash.
The boys sent me.
Message Ari Finling and say that he is trash. That is the one guest, that and maybe Mike Racine, that you can that we will advocate for you messaging and telling them they're trash. Jake Marshall Head said, I saw her once when I took my brother to the Warp Tour in Orlando. The teens were not having it. They were booing, started throwing cups and trash at her, and she still did her time and sang the hits. I've got a lot of respect for Katy Perry.
Wow. Damn.
Miranda Britton says that she's a problem. Her music is neither interesting enough to justify being boring nor fun enough to justify being generic.
Damn.
She leaves no impression. She is the bare minimum of pop music. She exists for commercial backgrounds and ambient department store music. Also, in my lesbian opinion, I Kissed a Girl is absolute garbage. Now, Tommy, you have a lot of lesbian opinions. One, that it's blasphemy and a curse to God, but... no, I mean we've covered that. We none of us defend that song, although you did put it in your playlist.
It's so tangible. I'm sorry.
That's pretty much everything we need to talk about here.
One more quick thing I wanted to mention.
Yes,
was she was married to Russell Brand, which I feel like that was one of the big weird celebrity
there's
couples. So, ever.
There's a lot here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she dated John Mayer, which may have pissed off old Tay-Tay.
But I read when I was reading on the Wikipedia, it says that Russell Brand divorced her via text message.
Yes.
That's fuck, I can't believe we didn't talk about this earlier. Yeah, that's a huge thing. I forgot that that was who he did
done.
That to.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Damn. I think that'll be how we end this podcast someday. Just a we're done here. yeah, that's brutal. And it's there's like video of that happening, isn't there?
Really?
Like, I think in her documentary or whatever, there's a part where she gets that text, is like bawling as she's, or maybe it's like shortly after, but she's bawling as she's being lifted up to stage, then turns on immediately and starts singing, like performing
oh my
like it
God.
Didn't happen. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I'm going to say it. I think she's good. I don't
Thank
hate her.
You.
I think she's made some mistakes. I think she's learned from a lot of them. This is so tough. Because some of it, I agree with a lot of what Miranda Britton said, which is that she is generic. Like, when I think of, like, what's name a pop song, you just present any of this. But that doesn't mean it's bad, you know?
Right.
And I do think that Teenage Dream is great. Last Friday Night, it's fun. California Girls is pretty good, although I think that it's... I disagree that California Girls are, like, the best, or that they're whores, or whatever that Katie is trying to say. But, yeah, Birthday was pretty good. I like Swish Swish more than I like I Kissed a Girl, I think.
But
it wasn't on the playlist, so what do you want from me? I'm going to go 3.5 for this one.
Okay.
Out of 6.
Okay.
Not out of 10.
I will say this. Katy Perry stole 3 backup dancers from Taylor Swift, so I'm taking 3 points from Katy Perry. 3 out of 6.
Wow.
That is my only ruling.
It is the year of the long day, so I will be cutting off 0.5 of a point.
Wow.
Wait, okay. No, that's not that much. No, 3.5 is fine.
Forget it. Okay, so here's what we need from you. We need your final words and also a ranking you would give the playlist out of 6.
Ooh, okay.
Your final words, like that,
like
that
lady. I smile.
She's grinning.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wait, okay, so in this rating, is this compared to all playlists, including any songs ever, or is it just like a more nice, gentler rating?
Not compared to anything, just like how would you rate these 6 songs as a playlist?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I think you have different moods communicated. I think... there's some slower songs. There's some faster, more dancey songs. I'm going to give my own playlist a 4.
Wow.
A humble. 4. Very humble.
Yeah.
That might be the lowest.
Well, we kind
of break
their own.
I know, but people usually give themselves 6 out of 6.
Why do people do that?
Because they're not humble.
Yeah. They are not humble.
It's like if I had known that I had to rate it, maybe I would have like jiggered some things around.
No, you did everything
changed the
right.
order
you
to create
it.
Like an arc of a mood, but I didn't do any of that. I just did chronological, and so I'm going to say 4.
I like it. I appreciate the humbleness, and I appreciate the honesty. Most of all, we appreciate Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Who loves numbers more than him.
Oh, my God.
Do you have anything you'd like to promote before we wrap up here? This comes out Wednesday.
Oh, then tomorrow you should check me out at the Janelle James Comedy Festival at
the
Bell House.
Yeah,
that'll be amazing.
That's gonna be incredible.
Go to all those shows.
There's
there.
A lineup that's, a lot.
That's
Damn,
awesome.
It's like, whoa. Tommy and I will be doing a live Stand By Your Band Battle of the Bands at Union Hall January 13th. That's a Sunday at 8 p.m., I believe, correct?
Yes, Kerr.
That is correct.
I meant to say yes, sir, and yes, correct, and I said yes, Kerr.
Yes, Kerr. That sounds like some sort of half-Indian slur, if you ask me. I will be headlining Go Bananas in Cincinnati the last weekend of December / New Year's Eve, and I'll be at the Comedy Attic in mid-January headlining and running my half hour for Comedy Central, which I will be taping somewhere between January 31st and February 2nd, or the entire time. We're not clear yet, again. Tommy?
And then this is the last podcast before my Union Hall show that I'm very excited about. So that's Monday, December 10th at 9 p.m. Let me spend the holidays with your family. I'm doing a bunch of new music that I think will be fun. And if you like the podcast, if you like me on it, this is the thing I want people to come to. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you'd think you'd want them to come to the live podcast.
Nope.
But all right. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks again to everybody on Patreon. We're going to get some new episodes out to you soon. It's been a rough couple of weeks in terms of scheduling. And also, if you love the podcast, rate and review on iTunes. That means a lot to us. Like I said, I had a rough week last week, and those cheered me up. So cheer me up some more, and maybe I'll get my sleigh going for Christmas. I'm Santa Claus, and I run my reindeer run on positive reviews for this podcast. So, guys, thanks for listening. As always, keep it crispy. Bye.